Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. Raised in Hong Kong, a cat that has been all over the world, including some time in Kansas City, now calling Los Angeles home. That was bandleader Alan Chan leading his jazz orchestra with the 2014 song Ranchero Calaveras off his CD called Shrimp Tail to kick off this tasty starter course of jazz on this hour-long trip into America's finest invention. So Alan started the band back in 2011, and the members of the orchestra perform with Los Angeles' most premier ensembles, like major motion pictures and television shows, and even Grammy Award-winning albums. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Alan talked about his love of composing.
I really enjoy writing for this big kind of animal and try to explore, all these little things that we have not yet explored.
Alan's music is often inspired from his life as a resident in various parts of the world, and he raises awareness on current issues such as environmental protection. Over the years, he's been given some solid brass for his innovations as a bandleader. He was the winner of the 2011 Art Easy International Jazz Competition Contest in the Netherlands and has received awards and fellowships from ASCAP and other organizations. He even spent some time in Kansas City, as I touched on, and got weaned on some great barbecue, hung out with Bobby Watson, and had a great time here. This cat is a world traveler, and there's going to be much more from this very rich perspective and jazz voice. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that is used to big ensembles like the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, the New Red Onion Jazz Babies, and even the River Cow Orchestra, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of the big and small acts to keep you wanting more jazz in your life. From a good friend of the show and saxophonist, multi-instrumentalist, composer, author, and educator, this guy has no spare time. This is the great Walt Weisskopf with the 2009 song Day In, Night Out, the mantra for that man. We'll be right back.
I play the saxophone, and I've been living and working around the New York City area since 1980, and I love to listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the man right out of Idabel, Oklahoma, bebop saxophonist and flute player Hadley Kellerman with the 1971 tune Cigar Eddie off the self-titled LP. So he studied at Jefferson High School in L.A. with trumpeter Art Farmer and sax legend Dexter Gordon. Man, that is a nice early education there.
Oh, and looks good on a resume, I got to tell you.
You walk in and start talking about that, they're going to be like, you got the job, kid.
For sure.
From there, he would...
But you're out of uniform. No. That's right. Like there is one in jazz.
Yeah, right. You just need a suit and tie, kids.
If it were, I don't think Sun Ra would have ever gotten employed.
No, Sun Ra, when you come from Venus, you got to have some good threads. From there, he would perform with the likes of Carlos Santana, Joe Henderson, Earl Hines, Freddie Hubbard, and many others. In fact, in the late 1960s, he was in the jazz rock fusion group led by Roy Draper. But this 1971 LP was his very first one and would lead to so many other stellar recordings. From the British award-winning trumpet player, composer, and bandleader, Laura Jurd, here she is in 2015 with the tune Human Spirit, full of that UK panache.
Yeah. Hi, this is Robin Bell Stevens from New York, the director of Jazz Mobile, the oldest not-for-profit organization in the country created just for jazz, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
That was soprano, alto, and tenor saxophonist. He's covering the whole sax world there, right out of Miami, Florida.
Everybody likes a little sax in their life.
Oh, my. And this guy has a lot of sax.
Yeah.
Why learn one when you can learn three?
Sure.
Marcus Strickland with the 2009... Yeah.
Have a drink.
Hold on. Wait. I think I'm ready.
Attaboy. Okay.
That was Marcus Strickland with the 2009 song, The Party's Over, But Over Here in These Parts of Signal Hole Has Just Begun. And that party for Marcus moved to New York City and has gone on ever since. He's been one of the fastest rising cats in jazz and has 7+ albums as a leader. Along with his own trio and quartet, he gigs with Dave Douglas, Jeff Tane Watts, and the legendary drummer Roy Haynes. From a couple of cats that cut their teeth in the San Francisco Bay Area in the 1970s, this is the band Wolf and Clark Expedition, co-led by pianist Michael Wolf and drummer Mike Clark, with the 2013 song Flat Out. Next on this Flat Out Cool Hour of Jazz, kids.
Thank you. Hello, this is Alan Chan, composer from Los Angeles. You're now listening to Neon Jazz.
We'll be right back.
was David Murray leading his big band with the song David's Tune, circa 2008. For David, during the past 35 years since he first visited New York as a 20-year-old musician, he has been at it. When he got to New York, he went to a walk-up loft in 1975 and has been careening forward in a cool, collected, rocket-fueled streak ever since. He has released over 150 albums under his own name, and at 56 years old these days, life continues to be busy and keeps on filling up with all of those musical notes. From the Philadelphia-born jazz drummer Philly Joe Jones, here's the tune Battery Blues off the CD Showcase, circa 2007. Next on this Rocket Fire Hour of Jazz.
Yo, Philly!
Yeah!
You're listening to Neon Jazz.
Hello.
From the 2016 CD called Jazz Masters Deluxe Collection, that was Thelonious Fear Monk, still to this day adding new material to those innovative jazz chops and soul that he gave the world. And that tune was called Suburban Eyes, and they are always shining. So from the suburban to the urban, let's get our fix of the cool pianist and composer Judd Heap with that rugged, funky, out-of-sight saw blade of an approach to jazz with the tune Yogi, live in Germany back in 1954. And we want to thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a dude always cutting some musical teeth around here in the hippest possible manner, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Righteous.
Yes, sir. Reach out to us. We want to know what is going on in your world. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right. Until next time, don't spill the coffee. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.